อาหู
Acts chapter 4, beginning in verse 36. For our text, we're just going to read two verses, and then we'll get started. Acts 4, verse 36 and 37. And Joseph, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted, the son of consolation, a Levite, and of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it, and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. In this text, we read about a man whose name was Joseph, or Joseph, that was his real name, but the apostles named him Barnabas, which being interpreted is son of consolation, or in other words, he was a consoler or an encourager. And Lord willing, that's what our topic will be today. It's titled, Be a Barnabas. The word consolation means to console, exhort, edify, to come alongside. Now, about every lesson that I prepare, I have me in view as far as the message being directed at me. And if it's a blessing to you or if it's to you, towards you, then that's the Lord's working. But most of the time when I prepare a lesson, it's something that I need to work on. And this is what I need to work on, I think, more than not directed at anybody else but me. But one of the things, if you're going to be an encourager or a consoler, first thing you got to do is you got to put self away. You can't be trying to help somebody and thinking about yourself or saying, well, I can't help this person because I might need whatever I'm going to help them with in the future. But first of all, that's what we need to do is put pride away. But I want us to look at today five characteristics that Barnabas had where he helped those, the Lord's people. First of all, encouragement or consolation comes from the Lord. And I'm going to read a few scriptures here that will set that truth. The first scripture will be 2 Corinthians chapter 1 will be our first text or first scripture. 2 Corinthians 1:3. I'll get there in a minute. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. For comfort, encouragement, consolation comes from the Lord, first of all. And let's look at another one. In Romans 15, something that we are to do, we are to encourage your neighbor. Romans 15:2. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. The Lord gives us, the Holy Spirit or the Lord gives us encouragement, and we are to encourage our neighbor. Another thing that encourages us is in Romans 15 is the Bible encourages us. We read that the Bible is encouraged. And we should encourage one another. 1 Thessalonians 4:18. I usually have these written out here and I don't turn to them. I'm like molasses, I'm a little slow. Thessalonians 4:18. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. Talk about the Lord or the Bible. And lastly, I want to read. We are to be encouragement to others to love. In Hebrews 10:24. Hebrews 10:24, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. So here we have a few foundations where encouragement comes from the Word of God, comes from the Holy Spirit, and some places that encourages us to encourage others. But next I'd like to talk about going back to Acts at the mission before. I like to start with five characteristics of encouragement from Barnabas, and we'll show through the text different texts in Acts where Barnabas was an encourager, a consoler. Number one, seek to enrich and encourage the needy. And let's go to let's go back to our text in Acts chapter 4 and verse 36. And Joseph, and we read that already, but we need to I want to remind you that it's not what you keep in the barn that multiplies, it's what you sow that multiplies. And God says, give and it shall be given unto you. That's in Luke 6:38. Someone has well said that stewardship is that area of life where men make money and God makes men. Barnabas was a man who found a need. He found a need with people and he moved to help. And by doing that, he encouraged. Well, you say, well, I don't have any money like Barnabas to give, and I don't have any land to sell. Well, you don't have to have all that to give. You don't have to have money. You don't have to have a lot of things. You can give your time. You can help people. That's what a lot of people, they say, well, I'm too busy. Well, there's where we get in trouble a lot of times. Therefore, we're too busy to serve God a lot of times. And I'm in the same boat sometimes. I get too carried away with doing things that I want to do or doing things really that need to be done because I put them off too long. But We need to realize that we need to set aside time to serve God. We need to set aside time to help others. And I need to be more of a help, more of an encourager to others. Number two, seek to encourage the lonely. Let's go to Acts chapter 9 for this text. Acts 9:23. And after that, many days were fulfilled. The Jews took counsel to kill him. But their lying awake was known of Saul, and they watched the gates day and night to kill him. Then the disciples took him by night and led him down by the wall in a basket. And when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he essayed to join himself to the disciples, but they were all afraid of him and believed not that he was the disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. And he was with them coming in and going out of Jerusalem. And he spake boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus and disputed against the Grecians, but they went about to slay him. Which when the brethren knew, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him forth to Tarsus. Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified, and walking in comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied. There, when you see a visitor come into the church, just like Barnabas seen about Saul, and they were frightened that he was, he was the one that went about persecuting the churches, and they kind of thought, well, this fellow's a shady guy. He's going to come in, and he's going to disguise himself, and I'm paraphrasing all this. This is not in the Word, but you see where I'm coming at. They were afraid of Saul, but Barnabas seen something in him. Well, the Lord spoke to Barnabas and showed him that this is a man of God. I'm going to use this man. You be an encouragement to him. And you kind of go before him and encourage the people about him. But that's something that we need to take notice of. A lot of times we'll have visitors come in, and you can be an encouragement to them and go in and introduce yourself. And ask them if they have any needs that you can help them with. And just be kind and be a help to them. One psychiatrist said that 70% of today's population suffers from chronic loneliness. The Apostle Paul never forgot what Barnabas did for him. He wrote this in Romans chapter 15:5. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus. Number three, seek to encourage the misunderstood. Not only do I want you to find someone who has a person with a need and move in and meet it, and not only do I want you to find a lonely person and move out to include him, but I want you to find a misunderstood person and affirm him. Acts chapter 11, verse 20. And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which, when they were come to Antioch, spake unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. Then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church which was in Jerusalem. And they sent forth Barnabas, that he should go as far as Antioch, who, when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them all, that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. For he was a good man, and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people was added unto the Lord. The church at Jerusalem sent Barnabas to Antioch to affirm the newly converted Christians in sound doctrine. Now these were pagan idol worshippers who knew nothing about Jesus. Folks, you need to be a help and an encouragement to the tender lambs and teach them the right way. Now, I've seen some people, even preachers, they don't have too many farming skills. And when you've got little chicks out here, you can't take a big ear of corn, those big ear of corn about that long, and throw it out and expect them to eat it. You've got to take those kernels and crunch them up and give them to them in bite sizes. And you can't take a long, hard doctrine or maybe some kind of a hard truth and just keep pounding on them with it. You need to give it to them a little bit at a time and teach them slowly and not aggressively. And you just can't beat them over the head with it every time you see them. When you go and come to the truth of XXX, you know, you can't do that. You need to be an encouragement, and you need to teach them, you know, just a little bit at a time. And that's what we need to do with especially young converts or even young children. You can't expect a child to know what's right until you either tell them or show them. And if they don't know, you need to explain it to them before you lied into them. Number four, seek to encourage and develop undiscovered people. Acts 11, verse 25. We'll just continue it on there. Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus for to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him into Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people, and the disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. Barnabas recommended Paul to be the one to go to Antioch. As in our point before that, you remember that they didn't even know. Well, they knew of Saul, but they didn't. They thought he was a traitor. They didn't know he was the truth. But Barnabas took him in and explained to them. And now he's saying that the Lord's going to use Saul or Paul. And later on, and we'll find out just how much he used him. Barnabas was recommending Paul, to the church there at Jerusalem to go down to Antioch and to teach and to preach them to them. Do you know a young Christian who needs to be encouraged to serve the Lord in a particular position or talent they may have? Encourage people to use their talents in the church in some type of godly service. Men and women, boys and girls need to be used in the Lord's work. You don't have to hold an office in the church to do the Lord's work. take time to send a card to a shut-in member. Little children can do that if you help them. You can encourage them to be a help to older people and to elders. Learn a skill or talent to make something and give it to, maybe not necessarily be today, in today's society, most people don't have a whole lot of needs. But it may just be the thought. If you make something because you like doing a certain talent or you like doing a certain hobby, just give it away. It's encouragement to people. When someone gives you a gift, no matter how small it is, it's encouragement. It doesn't have to cost a lot of money or fancy. The receiver will cherish it just knowing you was thinking of them. Learn to play an instrument or sing for the Lord's service. That's another use you can be an encouragement in the church. The only way you will ever reap anything in life is if you first sow. You're not going to get the first ear of corn if you don't plant that seed in the ground to start with. Take someone under your wing to be an encouragement to them, to foster and mentor them in the things of the Lord, and also be there to help them in the things of life by counseling them in the Word of God when the troubles of life seem to engulf them. Barnabas never wrote a book in the Bible, but he encouraged Paul. Paul wrote 14 of them. Number five, the last one. Seek to encourage and restore failing people. Acts 15:36. Acts 15:36. And some days after Paul said unto Barnabas, let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they do. And Barnabas determined to take with them John, whose surname was Mark. But Paul thought not good to take him with them, who departed from them from Pamphylia and went not with them to the work. And the contention was so sharp between them that they departed asunder one from another, from the other. And so Barnabas took Mark and sailed unto Cyprus. And Paul chose Silas and departed, being recommended by the brethren unto the grace of God. Now we see that pair paired off. And if you read on through Acts, you'll see how the Lord was working in that. But both of them done a great work. Both sets done great works. But Paul was kind of discouraged because John Mark, he quit. He was a quitter. Or he, in this instance, he quit and didn't follow through with them. And Paul was, he didn't want to take John Mark because he thought he'd just quit right in the middle and leave him hanging. But Barnabas, being the encourager that he was, he wanted to help John Mark. He seen that John Mark had fallen, but he wanted to help him. So later on, we'll see where Paul said later on in 2 Timothy 2, said Paul, talking about John Mark, said, he is profitable to me. So later on, John Mark was profitable. But how was he profitable? Barnabas took him and encouraged him. He helped him. He helped him along the way. And that's what we need to do with people that we see falling along the way. We need to be a help to them. Now, by this time, Paul had become the leader. So here we see Barnabas he encouraged Paul, and Paul becomes a leader. And Barnabas is following Paul. Paul is second fiddle. It takes more grace than I can tell to play second fiddle well. But Barnabas knew how to do it well. As you know, the account here where Paul and Barnabas separate over taking John Mark. Barnabas takes John Mark. And later on, we read what I read in 2 Timothy 4:11. He is profitable to me, John Mark. Paul says that of John Mark. Last, we have a character sketch of Barnabas in Acts 11:24. Acts chapter 11 and verse 24 says this about him. For he was a good man and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people was added unto the Lord. So here we have a character sketch of Barnabas saying he was a good man and full of the Holy Spirit. That's what we need to be as being consolations and encouragers to others. And may the Holy Ghost, or may the Holy Spirit be with us whenever we do that. So in closing, let's consider sowing the seed of encouragement in these five characteristics. Encourage the needy. Number two, encourage the lonely. Encourage the misunderstood. Encourage and develop the undiscovered. And lastly, encourage those who have fallen to be restored. And I pray that this lesson may have been a little bit of encouragement to you, and I pray that I might do better at being an encouragement to those that I come in contact with.
Amen.